for a Doyle King minute.
Howdy!
What up?
Hi, Doyle.
Hey, Rhines.
How's it going, man?
It's all right.
Now, good. For those who don't know who Doyle is, first off, you should. Doyle does traffic for us. It seemed like he used to do it more, but Alexis...
She doesn't get sick, man.
No, she doesn't.
And she just started, so, you know, she doesn't have as much vacation as old Barb did.
Exactly. So you do a lot of fill-in work.
Yes.
And you are definitely our favoritest of all-time fill-in guys.
Well, thank you.
Maybe our favorite traffic guy ever.
Thank you, Snake. I love you,
I think
you
you're
too.
My favorite radio personality ever.
In the market?
Yeah.
Really?
Ever. In the market.
Well, that's saying a lot. That means a lot coming from you, Reiner.
Reiner's dead.
Oh, yeah.
So, just to start things off, let's let everybody know that Doyle is a recovering crack addict.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Damn. That's 30 days is an addict?
Your 30-day crack binge, which is a fact, correct?
Yes.
Constitutes you now as a recovering crack addict.
Well, okay.
Did you do it every day for 30 days?
Yeah.
Pretty much, huh?
And every night, too.
I'd consider that an addiction, DK.
And then the only reason you quit is...
At the very worst, it's a really, really serious binge.
Yes. There you go. Binge.
And the only reason you... And we're talking, what, 20 years ago or something?
Oh, yeah. Way long time ago.
Yeah. The only reason you quit is because you just ran out of money, right?
I ran out of money. I ran out of everything. I ran out of a place to live, man. I was on the street.
Well, good. A clean Doyle King is a good Doyle King.
Yes.
Now, Doyle always has stories to tell every time he comes in here. There's some episode with his wife, or there's a boat episode, or you know, every time you're in here with us, you've got something new to tell us about that's crazy.
Yeah, and by
it's
the way,
it's just a bizarre story.
I really wanted to be at Summer Bash this year.
But, yes.
It was my wife's birthday. And if you recall, if you recall last year, I forgot her birthday completely, and
yes.
The next day after her birthday, went ahead and came to Summer Bash,
and
because you know I couldn't get any more trouble. I mean, why hang out at home when she's going to be all pissed off at me? You know?
Didn't you wreck your boat too?
Oh yeah, I tore my boat up that year too. Not last year, but the year before, I remember one year
you did.
Now I didn't wreck it.
You ran it ashore.
No, I did not.
All right.
I threw it into reverse because a rope wrapped around this girl, and I was afraid he's going to pull her off the boat because the tube fell in the water. And that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about family vacation, South Padre Island, 5 years ago.
So, all right.
I'm down there with my family, my daughter Teresa, and her husband Ron, and my granddaughter Emily, my wife Connie, my son Harold.
Harold?
Yes.
That's your son's name?
Yes.
Harold?
Yes.
You named your son Harold.
Yes.
How could you do that to him?
Is it a family name?
Yes.
Is that your name?
No. I don't want to get into that. His name is Harold, and he loves it. Because nobody else is named Harold.
Yeah. That's right. That's true.
So anyway, we're down there for vacation. He brings two of his friends, Morgan and Jeff. This is day number two that we're there, and the kids have stayed up all night drinking and doing cocaine and
good
crap.
Good Lord.
And,
talking about
what kind of parental supervision's going on here, Doyle?
He's 21. I didn't know about it. You know, I didn't know about it until later.
Was that really going on?
But, yeah, we stayed at the surf.
Wait, don't say it so casually. My kids are staying up. Drinking and doing cocaine.
Not all of them, just him and his friends.
It doesn't matter. The fact that you dropped that in there, that's just like, what was the story you
were
telling?
Yeah, this is all coming down on your watch, Doyle.
It was like the story you told about taking acid on top of a Wendy's with Howard Hughes.
No, that was smoking dope.
With Howard Hughes.
You're so laissez-faire about it.
With Howard Hughes.
Every story involves somebody with a weird name and drugs.
And there are a million of them.
Yeah, there kind of are. But let's get back to this.
All right, okay.
Because we're going to run out of time.
All right, go ahead.
So the kids have been up all night, and they don't want to go to Mexico. We're going to go to Mexico, you know, buy some tequila, walk around.
Boy, Cat's got to be loving this. Doyle's making us stay focused.
This was back when it was safe to go over to Mexico.
Okay.
And they only have this special tequila. It's called Creme de Tequila Almendrado. Mm-hmm. And it's made by the Orendain Company, and it's so sweet and good. Man, you ice that stuff down, drink it straight out of the bottle. But at any rate, we're over there, and we're in one of the marketplaces, and I see this horse blanket that says Mexico on it.
Uh-huh.
And I have to have it.
Sure, why not?
Who doesn't want one of those?
You're supposed to ask me why.
Why?
It's because the eagle...
Well, he said why not. That's kind of like why.
It's because the eagle, or Sunny 97.1, had just flipped to La Preciosa.
Oh.
And I was going to hang it up in my studio. I thought it'd be cool up on the wall. So we buy this horse blanket. We come on back, and the tequila, and we come on back. We get the kids, and we go down and rent a dune buggy. We want to go down onto South Padre Island on the beaches. Now... A year before, and this was before the hurricane, I forget what name of it was that hit that year, but we went on down to the beach. I was gonna do some power slides at about 60 miles an hour in my Ram Hemi in the surf. You know, in
why not?
Six, eight, sure. 10, 12 inches of water. And Ron, my son-in-law, is going to be out there taking pictures. He had done this one year before. Anyway, we go down on the beach, and the boys rent the dune buggy. But before we get down there, we're unloading the truck when we get back from Mexico. And my wife says, okay, you're going to leave the ice chest? Oh, yeah, I got to leave the ice chest. Got it strapped down. It's got the tequila in it, you know? Can't be without that.
Sure.
She says, let's take that horse blanket upstairs. No, I don't want to. Well, what are you going to do with it? It's going to get covered with sand in the back of the truck. I'll put it in the truck. Don't you want to just take it up? No, I don't. I don't want to take it upstairs. And we'll get back to the blanket in a little bit. But the kids rent the dune buggy, and we get down on the beach. And, of course, you know, they give them the spiel of don't do this and do that. And I said, do.
Go ahead.
Continue your story, Doyle.
So the first thing that they do is go drive it in the dunes and start jumping dunes and stuff. And what do? They get it stuck.
Just right. Like you did your boat.
Mm-hmm. Just like I did my truck when I pulled it up to try to get them out, I stick the truck. But it's not bad stuck. It's just, as soon as I felt the wheels turn the sand, I stopped. So we go over and we're digging the dune buggy out, and we can't get it out. We can't push it. We can't pull it. Anyway, we decide to lift it up out of the holes that it's dug in and move it over. Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan, this great big giant bastard who's like 6'8" and 290 pounds, picks up the dune buggy by the wheel and puts his nose right up against the tailpipe and the muffler and burns the crap out of his nose. Well, all the time that we're down there, he's been sneaking over to the back of the truck and jumping into that tequila. And all of a sudden, I look, man, like half the bottle of this tequila is gone, and we've only pulled a few shots off of it. Yeah, right. So Morgan, get out of that tequila, man. So they're in the dune buggy. It's Jeff and Harold and Morgan who are in the dune buggy.
Uh-huh.
And we're going down there and looking for a place to do some power slides, but the hurricane came in. Wow, really? So I better hurry.
Yes.
And we're driving down the beach, and I'm doing 180s and 360s. I'm just giving it hell, you know, because hey, I got a Hemi, and I can, and there's nobody down there. I'm not bothering anybody. When do you get a chance to do drifting and stuff?
You don't.
You know, you don't. So we're doing it, and we're way, way, way down the beach. We've gotten the dune buggy unstuck, of course, and the kids, the next thing they do, see a puddle of water, and they drive into this water. Well, it kills the dune buggy, so we hook it up to a strap and pull it until it dries out. The kids go on down the beach while we're looking for a place to do the power slides and take some pictures. So we find a place, take another couple of pulls off the tequila, mark some spots where I'm going to start the power slide, have a smoke. Now we're ready to do the power slides. Ron gets out of the truck, and I see the dune buggy coming up the beach, and it's got a headlight that's hanging off of it, and the right front tire is flat, and it's cocked out at an angle, not straight. And I'm, what the hell? And Harold's driving it, and he comes up and gets within about 25 or 30 yards from the truck, jumps out of the dune buggy, leaves it in gear, it's rolling, and he's screaming, Morgan's dead! Morgan's dead! I killed Morgan! Oh, my God! And he falls down right in front of the dune buggy that's rolling towards him. Thank God Ron was outside of the truck. And he ran over and grabbed the dune buggy. I'm screaming at Harold, get up, get up, get up. Well, he's fixing to get run over.
Right.
And he comes up to me and he says, you know, I killed Morgan. I said, you know, what the hell? Is he breathing? I don't know. I don't know. Is he making any noise? Yeah, he's groaning. Then he's not dead. So I take the truck down there. We get down there, and oh, my God, he's got the hugest knot on his head, and his elbow is turned backwards, bones sticking out of it.
No.
Blood is pouring out of his arm. Get a T-shirt, wrap around his arm, and there's no way to load this great big guy into the truck. We can't get him under the shoulders because his arm's all screwed up. Horse blanket.
Yes.
Some guys from the Army.
Horse blanket.
Some guys from the Army came by. Anyway, we spread this horse blanket out, rolled Morgan onto the horse blanket, lifted him up with, you know, three guys on each side, and put him into the back of the truck. We are 27 miles down the beach. There's no phone service. We can't call 911. So we're hooking them back. I'm driving 70 miles an hour on the beach, just laying on the horn when we get up into traffic.
Yeah, wasted on tequila and coked out of your mind.
No cocaine for me. That was my kids when they didn't know any better.
Right.
Wrap it up, Doyle.
So we fly down the beach and finally get a hold of 911, and the cop meets us at, you know, the beach access road and escorts us past the Care Flight helicopter to the ambulance that's waiting there. We get to the ambulance and load Morgan up, and then they take him two blocks back to the Care Flight helicopter.
Of course.
He's got a concussion. He's got plates in his elbow now, but he did.
When was this?
He did survive about 5 years ago.
All right.
Or so. But that was what was one hell of a Padre trip, and haven't been back since.
By the way, why do indict your kids? Why do indict your kids?
Well, my kids were staying up all night doing blow
on the cocaine thing, and there was no reason for it.
Yeah,
you could have just said they were up all night.
Okay, they were up all night.
Well, too late now, Doyle.
God.
Hey, Corby, when you were 21, did you ever do cocaine?
No, I didn't.
Okay, fine. Hey, Rhines. Gotta go. I noticed you didn't answer, Ryder.
Ryder's dad.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
All right, that is a Doyle Keene minute. It's 5:54 here on the ticket.
If you're a sports